United Nations Population Fund is providing financial and technical support through government health facilities and also to NGOs, national and international, in order to provide sexual reproductive health services, including post-rape care. And also, we do support the government with essential reproductive health medicine and supplies, including post-rape kit. And then thirdly, we train the health facilities providers on the logistic chain management in order to be able to move the supplies from the central warehouses to the regional warehouses to the health facilities and in the end to the end users.
Maybe you can elaborate more on the kits you're providing.
Yeah, thank you. We have essential reproductive health kit that UNFPA provides in order to address the issue of emergency or life-saving services, for example, like delivery medicines to help health providers to conduct safe delivery and also to be able to manage the complications of the delivery, like bleeding after the delivery or bleeding before the delivery, and also to manage the hypertension disorders during the pregnancy, like eclampsia and post-eclampsia, but most importantly also management of the diabetes during the pregnancy. And another thing also, we supply the health facilities with the medicines that help to provide services in the area of post-abortion care, particularly the woman who came with bleeding within 3 months.
And of course, you have methods you're using to encourage women to come forward and report if there is any rape cases. What methods you are using?
Actually, through our implementing partners, we do mobilize the communities and we tell them about the importance of seeking medical care after the sexual violence in the health facilities. And also we mobilize the community and to show them about the availability of the medical services in the health facilities. And most importantly, we also sensitize them on the issue of the timing of the services. It's not only coming to the services, but also coming on time in order for the health providers to be able to prevent certain infections like HIV and also to prevent pregnancy. For example, for a survivor to give a full protection of HIV, he must come to the health facility within 3 days.
Well, and after the rape happened?
Yes, within 3 days, so that she get full protection from HIV infection. Full protection for pregnancy, a survivor must come within 5 days. If she comes after that, then we won't be able to give full prevention about pregnancy or HIV infection. We also sensitize them about the referral pathway, and I mean by referral pathway, like if an incident happens in the community, we have focal people who they can report, and those people will bring the survivor to the health facility for medical care and also, if need be, for legal and also protection services. Also, we sensitize them about the importance of our guiding principles that to do with the confidentiality and then respect, dignity, and also safety while we are doing all these things.
Okay. Does the local culture here we have in South Sudan stand as a barrier to do your job?
Yeah, for example, in some cultures, it is very difficult for the community to report a sexual violence case because sometimes there is issue around stigmatization, that everybody will know that something has happened to their daughter or their wife or so and so. And stigmatization also can come due to fear of rejection. They can also fear maybe the lady will be rejected by the family or also will be rejected by the father and all those kinds of things. And also, especially for the young girls, the fear of not getting married, it is there, and also fear of retaliation. So sometimes those are the barriers that we get, and that make actually the sexual violence, it is very difficult to be reported on.
So what are you doing to break the silence?
Yeah, that's a very important question. In order for us to break this silence, we again sensitize the community, as I was mentioning earlier, about the importance of medical care. Because if a survivor comes for medical services, and this is what we usually tell them, it will be very helpful for her to get prevention against HIV, against pregnancy, and also against other sexual transmitted infections. Another thing also, we show them the health facilities that are providing those services, and also we show them the focal persons that they can report to so that they can get access to those services, and also also we always do emphasize to them that everything we do, it is confidential and it is done with the dignity and respect.
So you mentioned at the beginning of our interview that you have some links with the government here in South Sudan. What kind of engagements your organization is having with South Sudan's government on post-rape services?
For the government in particular, and also in particular Ministry of Health, both national and also subnational, we do engage the government through financial and technical support in order for the government health facility to be able to provide those services. And also, we did employ international IUNV midwives in most of the government health facilities so that they are able to do the service delivery. And as I was mentioning also from the beginning, that also we supply the government health facilities with essential reproductive health medicines, commodities and supply. And at the same time also we build the capacity of the medical store in the area of logistic chain management.
Do you help in establishing some policies for the local government here?
Yes, I can give you an example. When the health policy has been developed, we also help to give input in the area of sexual reproductive health, including post-rape care. And also, we supported the government to develop reproductive health policy. And at the same time, also, we developed reproductive health strategy.
Okay.
So in the area of enabling environment, we do also support the government in terms of developing policies and also strategies, particularly in the area of reproductive health and in the area of gender-based violence.
Finally, if there is anything else you want to say, but can you disclose any how many cases of rape you registered, let us say, since the beginning of 2016, comparing to last year?
What I can tell you is that the rape cases, it is always an increase during the crisis. In the normal situations, there are reported cases. But when the crisis happens, the number of the reported cases increases dramatically, especially I can give you an example of the last incident in Juba, where we have an increased number of sexual violence reported cases. But unfortunately, few of them comes for medical care within 72 hours.
Do you have anything else to add?
The only thing I can add is that it is very important for the survivors and also the relatives of the survivors and also the communities to report those cases as soon as possible to the health facilities in order for them to get a full protection from, like what I said from the beginning, protection from HIV, protection from pregnancy, and also protection from sexually transmitted infections.